to Killer Crosspace. This is episode 42. This episode is about Mark Twitchell, and as you can tell from the title, it's another Dexter-inspired. So, to start into it, Mark was born July 4th, 1979 in Edmonton, Alberta. He was a young filmmaker who had wanted to make well-known movies. In late 2008, he would film a short horror film in a garage that he had rented in Edmonton, and his troubles would soon follow. John Altinger was a 38-year-old male who worked in the oil field. He would end up disappearing in October 2008. But before he disappeared, though, he had informed friends he was going to meet a woman that he had met online from the website Plenty of Fish. Those same friends would soon become worried after they started to receive strange emails from John. The emails would explain that he had met a woman who was going to take him on vacation to Costa Rica. John's boss would get an email saying he was quitting his job, and his boss would respond with wanting to know, you know, where to send the last paycheck to, but no emails would ever come. His friends would get more concerned and end up breaking into his condo, and they would find his passport, dirty dishes, and no signs that he had even packed to leave on vacation with this unknown female. But a homicide investigation would follow, and on October 31st, 2008, Mark would be arrested and charged with first-degree murder of John on the same day. One of the major evidence presented at the trial was a document recovered from Mark's laptop. The document began, "This story is based on true events. The names and events were altered slightly to protect the guilty. This is a story of my progression into becoming a serial killer." The rest of the document would go into details of planning the first failed attempts and the second attempt that actually happened. He would discuss how he lured a man to his garage by using fake female dating profiles. It also described the process of dismembering a victim's body and numerous attempts to dispose of the remains. And during the trial, Mark admitted to killing John and being the author behind the document. He would claim it was in self-defense, though, and the document was fictional of what took place. He claimed the killer in the story was pretty much hyped up to make the story more compelling. And Mark would still face the attempted murder charge for his alleged attack on Gilles Tetchurot. No, I pronounced his name wrong. But I interviewed him through my blog a couple years ago, and I will share the link in the description. But he would testify that he was lured off the website Plenty of Fish as well, and he was expecting a date with a woman. And he ended up being attacked by a man in a mask with a stun baton when he arrived at the garage rented by Mark. And luckily, though, he was able to escape. And the attempted murder charge, though, would eventually be dropped. And Mark would end up getting life in prison. But I guess he was possibly eligible to get out in 25 years, possibly. So, as you can tell from what I stated earlier, you know, this is a Dexter-inspired story. So this was number 3. And Mark was a big fan of the show. It was even reported in May 2013 that Mark had purchased a television for his own sale, and he would claim that he has been able to catch up on all the Dexter episodes he had missed since he was arrested. And it kind of makes me wonder what he thought of the ending of Dexter.